Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Performing this evening, tonight, with the very funny and talented Tim Harmson, who did not answer his phone and who was scheduled to be on the show, is the additionally funny and also very talented Trevor Anderson, who is also performing this evening at Acme Comedy Company. Hey, what's going on, Trevor? How you doing?
Hey, Shannon. I'm good. How are you?
Good. See, now, Trevor, didn't I tell you that Tim was going to be on the show today, right?
You did, yeah.
Okay, so I didn't make that up. I texted you earlier this week and I said, hey, Tim's going to be on the show. You're performing tonight with him and Elise Cole at Acme Comedy Company, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can tell Tim tonight that it was his fault for not checking his email because I told him. And he texted.
Well, I know he's been kind of in his head. He's recording his album this week. So I know you just kind of have to roll with it with Tim.
I know. I've known him for a million years, just as I've known you for a million years. So it's so funny. So now he just texts me. Says, hey, I'm dropping off a friend at the airport. I'll call when I'm done in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to chat.
How are you? How's the baby, Mr. Trevor Anderson?
She's good. I just put her down for a nap. We had a little brunch in the neighborhood, and then I think we all want a nap, but I'll talk with you.
Okay.
And then I'll nap later.
Yeah. So, Trevor, so you are the only one that is not. So you've been performing comedy for how long now? Remind me.
I think like 12 years.
Mm-hmm. And so are you opening or featuring tonight? Remind me.
I'm hosting this week.
Fabulous.
Which is a fun little exercise to kind of flex those muscles of going up cold and warming up the crowd and welcoming them.
One of the fabulous things that I love whenever I work with you, Trevor, is that not only are you an amazingly talented comedian, you're also a classically trained musician, you're in a band, so you were like one of those true renaissance performers that you could just do a little bit of everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's true, but I try a little bit of everything.
You definitely can. I mean, if I look at your schedule, I'm like, hey, today he's performing here and he's super funny here. And then I might see you all of a sudden pop up at like First Avenue or you're performing at a festival. And I think that's really cool, man.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, we're headlining the First Ave Main Room on February 3rd with our Allman Brothers band.
That's great.
And yeah, so, that'll be fun.
And so remind us the name of the Allman. Is what, the Brothers Almanac?
Yes, yeah, the Brothers Almanac. We just kind of do a full-on tribute to the Allman Brothers band. And, yeah, really looking forward to doing that show. And we got Stealing Dan opening, so it'll be a classic rock combo kind of night, you know?
Super dope. And then tonight it's two shows. And is that 7, is it 8 and 10:30? What are the show times tonight at Acme?
7 and 9:30. They moved them. They used to be 8 and 10:30, but then there was some, like, it was a COVID-related thing where at one point the city, like, they said you couldn't serve alcohol after 10
because
that's when people were getting drunk and close and, you know, contaminating each other. So
yeah.
When they had they would do the shows, but they would stop serving alcohol at 10.
Right.
So then people would just order shots and then get very hammered during like, the opener. And they're like, okay, this is not working. We gotta move things earlier. And I think, honestly, I don't think anybody minds scooching stuff up to 7 and 9:30.
You're right.
The managers get out of the bar earlier, you know, like all that stuff. And, you know.
I agree. I mean, the whole thing is that super late shows, as far as a comedian goes, the later the show goes, the more likely people are going to be. Because the thing is that it's like drunks are odd ducks, you know, where it's like if you're too drunk, you're no fun. You know,
right.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's a fine line.
Yeah, you're sitting in a dark room and you get kind of sleepy. So, yeah,
exactly.
And I know it's been better for the servers, too, because they do better dinner shows. You know, like nobody's going up for dinner at 9:30 for a 10:30 show, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, I mean, Acme has the best food in the comedy world. If
agreed.
You know, most comedy clubs, you know this, they sell, like, nachos and pretzel bites and stuff. And, like, so, yeah, to be able to, like, go get, like, a nice steak dinner and go catch a show and then not fall asleep is
true.
A win-win-win, you know?
Very true. That's always my favorite. So, okay, I whenever we talk to comedians, I always like to go, what's your favorite road story?
Favorite road story?
Yeah, what's your favorite road story? Let's do that.
Let's see. I do like, so the first time my now wife actually saw me do comedy, this is not a good story. This is one of my worst bombing stories.
Gotcha.
Which is why I like
yes.
to tell it. It was in Wausau, Wisconsin, because she's from eastern Wisconsin. So we were going to, like, you know, we just started dating and we were going to go do the show and then see her folks. And it was just one of these rooms, like a dirty hotel bar room where they, like, they didn't want to do comedy. Like, they would have been more happy with the wild game and the jukebox on or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was with Matt Fugate. I don't know if you remember.
I remember Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the nicest, best dudes. And he did great because he's a pro. But, like, I was so new to it. And I just didn't do well. And my wife was just like, well, I'm glad we're together.
Fabulous.
She was so sweet to not, like, you know, but, like, you know, she knows that that's the name of the game. Sometimes you don't win.
Fabulous. And your wife is lovely. Yes.
Yeah, she is.
Well, congratulations. And so we'll see you tonight. That'll be fantastic. Congratulations to you. We'll also remind everybody again. So not only we'll see you tonight, we'll see you, Elise Cole, Tim Harmston. Remind us again, we'll see you at the main room doing your Brother's Almanac show. The date and time again for that show?
Yeah, that's February 3rd. And I think that's an 8 o'clock show too. We it was going to be later. And again, we asked if we could push it up an hour.
Oh, cool.
Cause, like, we know who likes classic rock and they're not trying to stay out till 3 a.m. partying, you know?
Fabulous. I'll remind you, remind me about that later. And so next time I'm on Sunday night, I'll have you come and talk to me about that again. Cool.
Oh yeah. That'd be great.
Cool. All right. I'll check in with you next time. I have to do my Marvel Contest of Champions moves. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Merry Christmas to you and the family. All right. Talk to you later. Have a great show tonight. Break legs.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Trevor Anderson tonight at Acme Comedy Company, everybody. I'm Miss Shannon. You're listening to 830 WCCO. We'll be right back. Performing this evening tonight with the very funny and talented Tim Harmston, who did not answer his phone and who was scheduled to be on the show, is the additionally funny and also very talented Trevor Anderson, who is also performing this evening at Acme Comedy Company. Hey, what's going on, Trevor? How you doing?
Hey, Shannon. I'm good. How are you?
Good. See, now, Trevor, didn't I tell you that Tim was going to be on the show today, right?
You did, yeah.
Okay, so I didn't make that up. I texted you earlier this week, and I said, hey, Tim's going to be on the show. You're performing tonight with him and Elise Cole at Acme Comedy Company, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can tell Tim tonight that it was his fault for not checking his email, because I told him, and he texted.
Yeah, well, I know he's been kind of in his head. He's recording his album this week, so I know you just kind of have to roll with it with Tim.
I know. I've known him for a million years, just as if I'd known you for a million years. So it's so funny. So now he just texts me. Says, hey, I'm dropping off a friend at the airport. I'll call when I'm done in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to chat.
How are you? How's the baby, Mr. Trevor Anderson?
She's good. I just put her down for a nap. We had a little brunch in the neighborhood, and then I think we all want a nap. But I'll talk with you.
Okay,
and then I'll nap later.
Yeah. So Trevor, so you are the only one that is not. So you've been performing comedy for how long now? Remind me.
I think like 12 years.
Mm-hmm. And so are you opening or featuring tonight? Remind me.
I'm hosting this week.
Fabulous.
Which is a fun little exercise to kind of flex those muscles of going up cold and you know, warming up the crowd and welcoming them.
The one of the fabulous things that I love whenever I work with you, Trevor, is that not only are you an amazingly talented comedian, you're also a classically trained musician, you're in a band. So you were like one of those true Renaissance performers that you could just do a little bit of everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's true, but I try a little bit of everything.
You definitely can. I mean, if I look at your schedule, I'm like, hey, today he's performing here and he's super funny here. And then I might see you all of a sudden pop up like First Avenue, or you're performing at a festival. And I think that's really cool, man.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, we're headlining the First Ave Main Room on February 3rd with our Allman Brothers band.
That's great. And
yeah,
so,
that'll
yeah.
be fun.
And so remind us the name of the Allman. Is what, the Brothers Almanac?
Yes, yeah, the Brothers Almanac. We just kind of do a full-on tribute to the Allman Brothers band. And, yeah, really looking forward to doing that show. And we got Stealing Dan opening, so it'll be a classic rock combo kind of night, you know?
Super dope. And then tonight it's two shows, and is that 7, is it 8 and 10:30? What are the show times tonight at Acme?
7 and 9:30. They moved them. They used to be 8 and 10:30, but then there was some, like, it was a COVID-related thing where at one point the city, like, they said you couldn't serve alcohol after 10.
Because
that's when people were getting drunk and close and, you know, contaminating each other. So
yeah.
When they had they would stop, they would do the shows, but they would stop serving alcohol at 10.
Right.
So then people would just order shots and then get very hammered during, like, the opener. And they're like, okay, this is not working. We gotta move things earlier. And I think, honestly, I don't think anybody minds scooching stuff up to 7 and 9:30.
You're right.
The managers get out of the bar earlier, you know, like all that stuff. And, you know.
I agree. I mean, the whole thing is that super late shows, as far as a comedian goes, the later the show goes, the more likely people are going to be. Because the thing is that it's like, drunks are odd ducks, you know, where it's like, if you're too drunk, you're no fun, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And,
it's like, yeah,
you know,
there's
like
a fine line.
You're sitting in a dark room and you get kind of sleepy. So yeah,
exactly.
I think, and I know it's been better for the servers too, because they do better dinner shows, you know, like nobody's going up for dinner at 9:30 for a 10:30 show, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, I mean, Acme has the best food in the comedy world.
Agreed.
You know, most comedy clubs, you know this, they sell like nachos and pretzel bites and stuff. And like, so yeah, to be able to like go get like a nice steak dinner and go catch a show and then not fall asleep is
true.
A win-win-win, you know?
Very true. Very true. That's always my favorite. So, okay, I whenever we talk to comedians, I always like to go, what's your favorite road story?
Favorite road story?
Yeah, what's your favorite road story? Let's do that.
Let's see. I do like, so the first time my now wife actually saw me do comedy, this is not a good story. This is one of my worst bombing stories.
Gotcha.
Which is why I like
yes.
to tell it. It was in, Wausau, Wisconsin, cause she's from Eastern Wisconsin. So we were going to, like, you know, we just started dating and we were going to go do the show and then see her folks. And it was just one of these rooms, like a dirty hotel bar room where they like, They didn't want to do comedy. Like, they would have been more happy with the wild game and the jukebox on or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, I was with Matt Fugate. I don't know if you remember.
I remember Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the nicest, best dudes. And he did great because he's a pro, but like, I was so new to it and I just didn't do well. And my wife was just like, well, I'm glad we're together.
Fabulous.
She was so sweet to not like, yeah, but like, you know, she knows that that's the name of the game. You don't win.
Fabulous. And your
that's
wife is lovely.
Yeah, she is.
Well, congratulations. And so we'll see you tonight. That'll be fantastic. Congratulations to you. We'll also remind everybody again. So not only we'll see you tonight, we'll see you, Elise Cole, Tim Harmston. Remind us again, we'll see you at the main room doing your Brother's Almanac show. The date and time again for that show?
Yeah, that's February 3rd. And I think that's an 8 o'clock show too. It was going to be later. And again, we asked if we could push it up an hour.
Oh, cool.
Because like, we know who likes classic rock, and they're not trying to stay out till 3 a.m. party. You know?
Fabulous. I'll remind you, remind me about that later. So next time I'm on Sunday night, I'll have you come and talk to me about that again. Cool?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Cool. All right. I'll check in with you next time I have to do my Marvel Contest of Champions moves, okay?
Yes.
All right. Merry Christmas to you and the family. All right. Talk to you later. Have a great show tonight. Break legs.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Trevor Anderson tonight at Acme Comedy Company, everybody. I'm Miss Shannon. You're listening to 830 WCCO. We'll be right back.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.